Some other campaign news now. Howard Dean's new campaign manager emailed supporters last night, warning that Dean might not win any states on Tuesday, but promising a comeback. John Edwards is hoping to win South Carolina, while Wesley Clark is running strong in Oklahoma. A survey by the Arizona Republic finds John Kerry leading in that state, but many voters remain undecided in the first Western primary, as NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports from Phoenix.
When Arizona's Democratic governor, Janet Napolitano, was elected in 2002, she decided Arizona would have more influence on national politics if the state held an early primary. The way things were, Arizona went unnoticed by presidential candidates. Governor Napolitano.
Candidates didn't come. They didn't advertise. We were an afterthought. We would see the underbelly of the candidates' planes as they went from New Mexico to California and back, but they wouldn't stop in Arizona.
Now the candidates' planes land, mostly in Phoenix and Tucson. They've hired campaign staffs in Arizona. They bought time on television and given interviews to local papers, and they started showing up last summer. There is a buzz in the air, Napolitano says, about the Democrats running for president.
So I find it no surprise, for example, that President Bush picked Arizona to come to the first day after the State of the Union, because this state is going to be increasingly in play, and it will be an important state in the general election once the nominees are decided.
Napolitano points out that President Clinton carried Arizona in 1996. Although it's widely considered a Republican state, the home of Barry Goldwater and John McCain, the GOP has only a 6% registration advantage, and about 20% of Arizona's voters are independents. Moderate Democrats, Napolitano says, can win here. She's plainly hoping the new primary will stir up new interest in Democratic candidates, even push the state in a Democratic direction. At the very least, the new primary has made Mountain State concerns part of the national conversation. It's also introduced the candidates to Arizona's Hispanic voters, 25% of the population, most of them Democrats, many of them veterans. Napolitano says they cannot be taken for granted.
You have to talk with them about not just you're going to create jobs, but how are you going to help them build businesses and create jobs, not just about education, but what are you going to do about bilingual education, that you're going to respect the fact that they are growing and an increasingly important part of the electorate.
Senator John Kerry, now believed to be the front runner for the Democratic nomination, sent a special surrogate campaigner to Arizona yesterday to make a direct appeal to that important Arizona electorate. Senator Ted Kennedy came to speak for Kerry at the Cesar Chavez High School in South Phoenix. You're listening to the Chavez Champions Percussion Band, playing for a crowd eager to see a man with a still magical name, Kennedy.
Ooh la la! Ted Kennedy, oh man, this is the day to remember forever and ever and ever and ever.
Two sisters, Belia and Teresa Gloria, talked while they waited for the senator to arrive. Teresa Gloria also wanted to hear about the candidate's positions.
I think it's a chance to see Ted Kennedy and to listen about Kerry's propositions. I want to find out more. I'm undetermined on who I'm voting for.
Do you know what you're going to do on Tuesday?
Tuesday, it depends after this. After I hear what's said today, it's going to depend on that.
Teresa Gloria said education and health care are the important issues in her community.
I have to pay for my medical insurance at work. I cover my children, and it's just growing and growing. And, you know, it's taking a chunk out of being able to send my kids to college.
So it's your children you're thinking of.
Yeah, the future of all the kids, you know. Not only my kids, everyone's kids.
Arizona's Hispanic members of Congress are enjoying new influence in this primary process. Congressman Ed Pastor is now supporting Kerry. He introduced Senator Kennedy, and we met people in the crowd who were there because of Pastor, including Joe Rodriguez, who first thought he'd vote for Joe Lieberman, but then changed his mind.
Ed Pastor is a personal friend of mine, and I think Kerry is the one that can beat Bush.
Standing at the front door of Cesar Chavez High School, Senator Kennedy joked with the students about getting out of school early. He urged them to get involved in changing the country, telling them that as a young returning veteran, John Kerry worked to end the war in Vietnam. And Kennedy talked about why he'd come to Arizona.
You can say, why is Arizona important? because John Kerry wants to be the president of all the people. And that is why we need your help in the final hours of this campaign.
Kennedy told the crowd that John Kerry was campaigning in South Carolina, which has lost many of its manufacturing jobs, as he said, Arizona has.
And there's 150,000 of your fellow citizens here in Arizona that are making the same minimum wage they made 7 years ago. It seems to me if people want to work hard in the wealthiest country in the world, they shouldn't have to live in poverty. I believe that. You believe that. John Kerry believes in that. We need your help. We need your help.
Senator Ted Kennedy standing in for John Kerry.
Thanks a lot.
Courting Hispanic voters in Arizona. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Phoenix.